Building the Space Coast with the Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Used to cuss around the house that you were cussing. Any of your children that grow up start drinking, you remember, oh Lord, I had all that in the refrigerator. I have encouraged them. What are we teaching our children? We are our children's first teachers. Whether we want them to hear or whether we don't want them to hear, they're right there in our homes. They're going to look at us and receive what we're giving them. And believe it or not, 90% of the women or the girls, when they grow up, they're going to look like men, look for men just like their daddy. They're going to be in a relationship just like their father. So if they came out of a home where there's domestic abuse, where there's certain things going on in their home, when they grow up, when they choose a man, we're going to wonder why they choose somebody like him. 90% of our daughters, when they grow up, they're going to end up with men just like us. But then again, 90% of our sons, when they grow up, they're going to have our same characteristics. They saw you fighting. When they grow up, they're going to get them a woman. They're going to start beating on her, too. Oh, you may think we're not teaching them anything. They're watching us. They're watching us. So fathers, you are the first teachers, whether you know it or not. You're teaching them something. Oh, don't do this. You're doing it. Oh, you're supposed to do this, but you got it. You're doing it. Why not? I tell you what. Mom, I tell you what, Dad, I see you doing it, so since you're telling me not to do it, I'm not going to do it around you, but when I'm not around you, I'm going to do it. Well, when I'm around you, I won't, but when I get out there. Anybody ever heard a term somebody tell their children, you act just like your daddy? Oh, yeah, you your daddy's seed. And vice versa, same thing about our girls. Because they're looking for a man just like their father. They're looking for that relationship. So what are we teaching them? We have to teach our young girls. We have to teach our young men and young boys how to carry themselves, how to act, what to look for, what to expect out of life. Not only am I saying it, but I have to teach by example. I'm not saying this to be boastful, but we was in church. All our children grew up in church, and they didn't never hear us really just have them throw down flings and really getting mad and raising our voice at one another and going on like Russian sailors. So one of them left, and they got out, and they met that little young lady. And the first time the young lady went off, he wanted to know, hold up, we can talk. But we're not going down that road. They're watching you. How do you act around your children? What respect do you give your wife around your children? Matter of fact, what respect do you give your children? They're watching us. Same thing about our mothers. They're watching us. The young ladies, the girls, they're watching us. We're teaching them. And the word tells us to train them up in the way they should go. That means that we got to teach them according to the word of God. We got to teach them what direction to take. And when we teach them, they got to see it in us. They have to see it in us. Then it's on our father. The next thing we have to understand, number four, is that it's our fathers, it's for the fathers to lead their families into godly relationships. Father, you take up the head. You know, you if nobody else go to church. We see the church full of women, but the church should be full of fathers, full of men. The men ought to set that example. Instead of sending and watching them go to church, we need to go to church so they can watch us go to church and follow us there. I'm just teaching here. We got to be out front. We have to be out front. It may not seem like it's taking, but keep doing it. Keep following Jesus. Keep searching for Jesus. Keep obeying God's word. Keep walking in God's will. God know what you want. God hears our prayers. God know how to move when it's time to move on our family. But be the example. Well, I don't know. She's not going, so I'm just chill. Yeah, I'm chilling today. No, I can't chill. I have to go up. I got to be the example. If I keep going long enough, they're going to want to know where I'm going. And why I'm there so long? Church lasts that long? Were you in church? You really in church today? Well, come see. Come go with me. Come go with me. Lead our families to church. You remember in the Word of God in Joshua 24? And the scripture came up and it said, choose this day. Who are you going to serve? Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Joshua 24:15 says, if it's disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you're going to serve. If you don't want to serve God, don't serve him, but you got to make a choice. We have to make a choice. And men, when we make a choice, we make a choice for our house. The women of God have been it so long, doing it so long, because in Corinthians the word let us know that the one saved, the unsaved, the saved husband covers the wife, the saved wife covers the husband. But it's been so long that we have to make sure that we set the example by being the first to go to church. I remember when we were coming up with our children, they didn't have no choice. Everything in my house under the age of 21 went to church. And if you were under my age of 21, you had to have a job too. If you didn't, you were going to church still. You was in the wrong house. Pastor, you mean on your children? Yes, my children, they went to church. You do everything else you want to do through the week. This house is the house of God. Everything in this house under this roof. Nowadays, everybody got their own mind. They do what they want to do. That wasn't what it was. I'm sorry, in my house, it wasn't like that. If you were there under my roof, you were grown enough to do what you want to do, well, bye-bye. Yeah, it's just that much. In my house, we just had like that. This is God's property. If you can't do it in church, you can't do it in my house. You remember the time the people that was in the world had so much respect for God's house. Either if they were drinking, they'll stop drinking while they were passing by the house of God. If they were cussing, they would stop cussing until they got by the house of God. Then once they passed by the house of God, you more or less on your own. You do what you need. You do it then. Well, the same principle that was in the church was in our house. We didn't cuss, and you ain't gonna cuss. You may do it once you leave the house, but you ain't doing it in here. Now, this, I'm just talking about my house. Y'all do your house how you want to do it. But then again, in my house, you didn't drink. We didn't drink, and you weren't gonna drink in it. I can remember back when I was in the world, when I went to my mother's house, they was Kojic, and I went to their house, I had to sit my beer outside somewhere. Grown man, just leaving from the club. But whatever I had that wasn't in line, it had to stay outside the door. Okay, I know. That's just respect that they had because we respected them because we saw their lives. You won't respect in your house, the children, they're going to look at your life. How you're living? What are you saying? What are you doing? Well, don't do as I do. Do as I say do. You may say that, but our children gonna do what we do. Sooner or later, some of that stuff gonna come out. We're gonna get upset and get mad at them because we saw them beating on their woman and we forgot about when we were beating on ours. Okay, all right. See, my wife always thought she can beat me anyway. She would follow behind me just like a little pit bull. No, pit bull, that looks just on like a little chihuahua. Because I went for take, I'm just trying to walk away and she rapping. Oh, I can take. She said she'll tell you that right now. She'll tell you that right now. I can take him. But I never gave it an opportunity to. So my children, when they grow up, I expect them to not do. If you saw me do it, you do it. But you live, you learn in this house. I've taught you in this house. And they learn something. Okay, we teaching something. Lead our family to church. Listen, let me read on here. I have to keep moving. On down to verse, where we at? Verse 15, Joshua 24. If it's disagreeable in your sight to serve God, choose for yourself today whom you will serve. Whether the gods of the fathers serve which are beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites whose land you're living, right where you're living. But as far as me and my house, this is man talking. This is the man of the house talking. Somebody say the man of the house. Yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man. Okay, you the man. Put down some demands. As far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As far as me. Man, don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Oh, you getting ready to move, huh? Listen, we have to lead our families. As far as me and my, make it work. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. How old are you? 16-something? You coming with me, son. You coming with me. I don't want to go to church. Well, I guess you need to move. That's kind of strong, though, isn't it? Put some demands out there. Put some before them. You're the head. Let them know this is the law. And the word say obey the law. This is the law of my house. Father, make the decision concerning your house. Not only that.
Allah! Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.